I do not like to work out. The process really gets to me. I have such a hard time getting on that treadmill. I love how I feel afterward, but it's the whole process of working out, building yourself up and kind of talking yourself into working out. You know, what happens afterward feels great, but it's the process that's kind of rough sometimes. And there's a great lesson in that, actually, in the scriptures. You know, you have to go through the treadmill of corruption first in this life before you enter into the results of that in the future glory we're going to share when we're snatched away. But Romans 8, it brings to mind a verse in Romans chapter 8. Just first of all, I like to emphasize this. Romans chapter 8, in the first seven chapters, Paul settles without a doubt that we're justified gratuitously. Salvation is a gift bought and paid for by God himself. There is no works that we can do. Even our faith is the gift of God. And ultimately, God will redeem all mankind, justify them, and vivify them by faith, which is a gift of God. So all of mankind, no one can boast. And for the believer today, chapter 8, verse 1, nothing consequently is now condemnation to those in Christ Jesus. I thought we'd have something wonderful to go into the weekend with. Nothing consequently is now condemnation to those in Christ Jesus. Notice it doesn't say to those who behave or anything else. If you're a believer today, remember this, nothing consequently is now condemnation to those in Christ Jesus. Not even your sins, not even your failures. Think about that. That will, when you believe that and recognize that, only that will give you freedom and liberty, and you'll find that you'll love God more and serve him better. Because you realize nothing is condemnation. Well, in Romans 8:15, we read this, "For you did not get slavery's spirit to fear again." That's how it was for those under the law. "But you got the spirit of sonship, in which we are crying, Abba, Father." That's the word daddy twice. There's a legend that says that no slave could ever say that word, only a son. And we cry out, Abba, Father. You know, that's... try that today. Cry out. Say, ah, daddy, Abba, Father. And you know, that's the opposite of the cry of the man in Romans 7. Paul in Romans 7 said, oh, a wretched man am I. When a person lives under law, when they don't realize that they're complete in Christ, a person who's trying to please God under law can never cry out, Abba, Father. He's self-occupied. He's occupied with himself and his sins. And that's why he cries out, oh, wretched man that I am, because he's occupied with himself and his failures. But the person who is done with his sin, the person who's no longer, who's done with himself and is basking in the sunlight of grace, cries, Abba, Father, he's God-occupied. And that's what the grace of God does. It occupies you with God, not with yourself. And Paul continues, the Spirit itself is testifying together with our spirit that we are children of God, yet of children, enjoyers also of an allotment, enjoyers indeed of an allotment from God, yet joint enjoyers of Christ's allotment, if so be that we are suffering together, that we should be glorified together also. And then he continues, for I am reckoning that the sufferings of this current era do not deserve the glory about to be revealed for us. Think about whatever suffering you're going through right now, whether it's physical or financial or whatever it is you're going through, it doesn't deserve even to be compared with what's coming for us. So and I know we're longing for that day when we can shed ourselves of these earthly shackles and these sufferings. But remember, these sufferings do have a goal. Verse 19, for the premonition of the creation is awaiting the unveiling of the sons of God. All creation's waiting to remove the shackles of suffering. Now notice verse 20, for to vanity was the creation subjected. Now, this is an important thing. This life is subject to one word, vanity. The writer to Ecclesiastes says that all is vanity, that God is giving us an experience of evil that we might be exercised by it. The experience of evil we're going through now is to train us and prepare us for what's coming. And it doesn't feel good. These things really suck sometimes. Back pain in my part, financial issues sometimes. You wonder where you're going to get your next meal. Some of you are well off, but you have other issues you have to deal with. Family, jobs, friends, the whole works. And it's the worst is, you know, the suffering we suffer for believing that God is the Savior of all mankind. That's all part of it. Because men hate the message of the grace of God. Well, he says, for to vanity was the creation subject. Everything in this life has the stamp of vanity on it. And I used the illustration workout earlier. It's like a treadmill. You just keep going and going and going, and it seems like you're getting nowhere. But the results finally of that exercise, you know, mean something. You get you're healthier, you feel better. Well, the sufferings we go through in this life are important. They're God-ordained. Because we need the contrast of the present vanity to enjoy what's coming in the future. We need this contrast. And Paul says here, for to vanity was the creation subjected, not voluntarily, but because of him who subjects it, in expectation that the creation itself also shall be freed from the slavery of corruption. I get chills just reading that. Into the glorious freedom of the children of God. It's coming soon. Yet not only... he says, for we are aware that the entire creation is groaning and travailing together until now. That's not just, this is creation around us is groaning and travailing. Yet not only so, but we ourselves also, who have the first fruit of the Spirit, that is, God has given us His Spirit, and it's a down payment. And if you have that feeling you have inside of you, your desire for God is a recognition. It's God's down payment to you that that desire will be fulfilled in its ultimate in the future when we are when we're vivified and we have these bodies that are perfect in the future snatching away. And he says, we are groaning. We who have the first fruits, a first fruit of the Spirit, we ourselves also are groaning in ourselves. Of course we are. We groan. We see what goes on the news. We groan. Oh, pains in life. We groan. The sorrow and suffering. If you look at the news on politics, everything is stamped with vanity. No one's going to solve the earth's problems. It's a treadmill of corruption. We will never see fulfillment in this life, and that's the way God has ordained it. God wants us to trust Him and to look forward to that day when He will set things right. In the meantime, He's given us of His Spirit. We can joy in Him and live looking for our happy expectation. And so we ourselves groaning in ourselves, awaiting the sonship, the deliverance of our body. It's coming. It's coming soon. We await. And while we're waiting, we're going to go through the groaning. Nobody is exempt from groaning. Nobody is exempt from groaning. And that's just, it's something you have to come to terms with. People, they get upset sometimes. Well, why do I always have to go through this? I've been like that. I've asked God sometimes why He teases me so often. And the point is, none of us are exempt. It's you know, I hate to use the phrase, yeah, it's good for us. We have to go through these things. Yeah, and I do say they suck, but they're designed. They're there for a purpose because God does not want us to be fully comfortable in this life. He wants us to realize something better is coming. If all there was this life, God would make us comfortable now. But this is not all. The proof that we're groaning right now, the proof that everything is subject to vanity is proof that something better is coming. And I want you to do something right now. Close your eyes. Imagine this. One day, we will be snatched away and actually be in the presence of our Savior, and all the vanity will cease, and vanity will be replaced by fullness. The word vain means empty, but in Christ is the fullness. We have a measure of it now to enjoy. With Paul in prison, we can say, rejoice in the Lord always. But we're going to get the whole ball of wax one day when we see our Lord in that great event. We call it the snatching away. And then it'll happen for Israel when Christ comes the second time to earth. And it'll happen for all mankind at the consummation. What a glorious future we have. But vanity now, glory then, and that ought to make you feel good. So don't be too upset if all your plans don't come to pass. They're not meant to. It's vanity now, glory then. Just rely on the Lord and, well, as we as brethren can rely on each other and comfort each other through this time of vanity, but better things are coming. Well, I hope you have a great weekend. This is Dan Sheridan, as always, your friend and brother in a happy expectation. Have a great weekend.